Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. The governorship and state assembly elections are in 5 days' time. Lagos, I know that some of you feel frustrated because you tried so hard to vote at the presidential and national assembly elections, but you couldn't vote either because INEC did not come on time or because you were chased away by thugs. But here's something that I want to say to you. Don't be so frustrated that you decide not to vote. Let that frustration be a booster for you and make you come back on Saturday and insist on your right to vote. You know how the General Overseer of Winners Chapel says, oh, when they talk about him on social media, it's a booster. So let that frustration of not being able to vote for one reason or the other, let that be the booster that brings you out on Saturday and insist on your right to vote. Do you know the beautiful thing about the last elections? We've all seen every. We've seen all the Ojoro from where all the Ojoro can come from. We have seen what went wrong on February 25th. We now know that if you finish voting and they finish counting and you have recorded the counting, you have snapped the result sheet, you have stood in front of the PO, they've said their name, they've said the date, they've said the time, you recorded all those things. And they now start saying, oh, there's no network, we can't upload. Tell the person, send it offline. Upload it offline. Use the offline option. You have to insist on that. You also have to insist before voting starts that the INEC official confirms that they have the code for both Guba and the assembly portals, because some of them said we don't have the code. So you have to insist that before you even start pressing vote, start accreditation, chairman, chairwoman, maybe you get code for both assembly and Guba. Lagos, the power is yours. I understand your frustration, but every system can be improved on. And you, the people, always have the power to insist that the right thing is done. Let me remind you of that gentleman, that driver that I met one time. And I told you that that driver was telling me that in his polling unit, that he and his estate people were doing their best to organize their own security to ensure that nobody can come and try anything where they are. While we wait for the governor of the state, Governor Jide Sanwo-Olu, to come and talk to Lagos about what his plans to ensure that people can actually come out and safely vote on Saturday, make your own security arrangements. It's the country we're living, isn't it? You have to make your arrangement for light, your arrangement for road, your arrangement for nearly everything, my goodness, you know. So until we hear from the governor of the state, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, about what his plans for security currently are, you have to start thinking about your own arrangements for security. If una get security dog, carry and come vote. If una to organize estate security, organize estate security. Make sure that you can safely vote. And if your polling unit is not a polling unit that is attacked on election days or, you know, suffers any kind of skirmishes, then you have nothing to worry about. Just come out and vote. Vote for whoever you think is best suited to be governor of Lagos to represent you at the House of Assembly. Lagos has, what, 16, 18 candidates wanting to be your governor? And at 5 o'clock, we're going to look at the pedigree of some of these candidates. And you can decide who you want to be your governor here. But just make sure that you come out. You cannot allow your frustration be the reason you don't come out and vote again. Whatever the issues are for you, these elections, whatever the most important things in Lagos, the things that you want to change about Lagos, the things you want to continue about Lagos, whatever those issues are, the only way that you can make sure that that thing actually happens is to come out and vote. They cannot catch you unawares twice. So however you feel about the presidential and the National Assembly elections, everything that can happen, you don't see them. It means that you can now plan for it. It's like with COVID. You know, with COVID, we had to get vaccinated. We had to wear masks. We had to disinfect places. Before we knew what we had to do, COVID was wiping us. Pew, 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 pew. But when COVID fourth wave came, the whole world, most of the world had vaccinated. We were wearing masks. We were doing all kinds of things. So we were able to stop it in its tracks. So come out. Tell your friends to come out. Tell their friends to come out. Each one, take one person to your polling unit. Most of the things that happen on elections are unable to happen if there's a crowd, because there's power in numbers. If you are in your numbers to vote, a lot of things cannot happen. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the Lagos State Government keeping Christland School closed. Let's also talk about Atiku Abubakar leading a protest to INEC headquarters. Then let's talk about the Lagos Guber and State Assembly elections. That's going to be our third story. We're also going to come back to that story at 5 o'clock. But we'll take a wider look at the races nationwide. We'll talk about the governorship races nationwide. On Checkpoint today, Chukwudi will talk to you about the upcoming elections, how you're feeling, where your head is at. That conversation will happen at 4. As usual, we'll have news updates for you at the top of every hour before I hand you over to the newsroom for the newsroom. But let's get started with today's big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili-Le. Lagos, these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
How can we ensure better child safety in schools? How can we ensure better child safety in schools? Is INEC being transparent enough about electronic transmission? What is Lagos looking for in a governor? It was a big weekend. Lagos, let's talk. The government has shut down the school where Whitney, a 12-year-old student of Christland School, Ikeja, passed away. So the government has shut down the school while they investigate her death. Whitney was a 12-year-old student at Christland College, Christland School, Ikeja. She died last month during their inter-house sports day at Agege Stadium. Witnesses say that she was electrocuted, but the school said officially that she slumped in full view of people. But now an autopsy has confirmed that Whitney died of electrocution and asphyxia. The state government supervised the autopsy at Lasuth, with doctors representing both the parents and the school. The official coroner's inquest starts today at a magistrate court in Oba. Meanwhile, the government has shut down the school while they investigate Whitney's death. They say they want to look into concerns about child safety at Christland School. Now, everybody will tell you, oh, this is not the first time that Christian schools are in the headlines for crimes against children. You know this. You've been following the different stories that come out of Christian. There was the case of an employee who raped a toddler and was convicted. Then there was the case of minors who were in the UAE for an event and allegedly had inappropriate sexual contact with each other while allegedly unsupervised. And now you have this death with unfortunate incident with which. So it remains to be seen whether the state government will look at the current case in isolation or whether they're going to look for a pattern here at Christland. But that's the latest on the tragic death of Whitney Adeniran. As we learn more, I'll keep updating you. But right now, tell me your thoughts on this tragedy. Have you been following this story? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? This is who?
Adeshawa from the Korea.
Adeshawa, welcome.
Yes, I've been following the story about Whitney in the past.
Yeah.
The tragic event that ever happened to any woman.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is this. Like in my school now, there's this club that we call the safety club. Anyway. So we teach children how to handle fire extinguisher. We just teach them some basic rules. If you see an open light, an open socket, you don't go near it. So every Wednesday we talk to our children a lot. So I think more of children's safety should go into school, as in should be taught in schools, because these children, they don't go, even the toddlers, the small, the minors, they are there. So you can't just predict what they can do. You can't predict it. Like in my toilet now, there are two teachers that will be at the door during break, during recess. Okay. So they know if you are staying too long inside the toilet, they will go in there and ask you why. So there are so many things we do here, not really, but child safety should be the paramount thing in many schools.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adeshawa, thank you so much for calling. Adeshawa says that more schools need to incorporate child safety education for all of their students, perhaps as well as teachers. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing? My name is Sandra. What's your name?
Oh, Sandra. Sorry. Yeah. My name is Agwoma.
Agwoma, welcome.
Let us advise ourselves not to rush to conclusion. Let's work on the presumption of innocence on the school until we hear otherwise. You see, how many of our schools that are not closed now meet up all these standards we are talking about now? Because this thing did not happen in the school. It happened in a public area, like a land stadium or whatever, where they do their sports.
Okay.
Then was the school empowered or was it within the enclave of the school to take this precautionary measure? You know, if you go to some of these schools, I am driving past by a school, I've seen students purchasing things, playing around the school compound in front of many shops, making some purchases. And if one of these shops happened to compromise with certain security, and then a student is caught up in this kind of situation, do we always have to blame the school?
Why did the school insist that she slumped when witnesses said she was electrocuted?
Okay, now, when incident happens like that, if you are driving past a situation, for instance, and then you see people, accident case, usually we don't even know what to do. Some will pour water, some will try different ways, but the first respondents that were there could also be classmates, could also be anybody who have little knowledge of first aid. Prescription, we just pour the water. I'm not saying that is good But the teachers can never be all the places in all the time. Let's understand this. I'm not protecting school, but I'm all, it's so unfortunate that this child has to go like this way. There are so many of these infractions among many schools, no exception. Government, public, even the so-called good schools that we can talk about now.
Oh, sorry about that, but thank you very much for calling. I thought that was a great place to end that conversation. I was going to say, though, that I think the reason that people have a problem with this particular story is that the school was actively contradicting the eyewitnesses. Actively contradicting the eyewitnesses. Now the autopsy has supported the eyewitnesses. 99.3, hello.
Good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm very well.
Okay, I don't want to get upset with this man that just spoke because he has the right to speak. Apart from the fact that the school was actually contradicting the eyewitnesses, how can you have an inter-house spot and there is no ambulance on ground? As big as Queensland is, there's no out. They don't have no doctor on ground. Apart from the nurse, the school nurse. Come on. That school is a big school. These are standard procedures. You're going taking kids to a field for inter-house sport, for sport. We should expect some of this. Okay, let's even say the girl slumped. Let's even say she fell down, she slumped or whatsoever. You guys are supposed to make provision for cases like this. Come on, it's a simple thing now. As someone is saying, they shouldn't blame the school. I mean, if the medical team were on ground on that day, I'm sure this kind of a thing wouldn't have happened. I want to believe it. So nobody should say, oh, because kids are buying stuffs. Are they buying the stuffs, the one the man is talking about? Are they buying it in the school? Let's even say they're buying it in school. I don't get it.
All right. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Grandma Lara from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Grandma Lara.
The lady that spoke last that said some of what I want to say.
Okay.
The man that called seemed to be ignorant. I have worked, I'm retired now for 40 years.
Okay.
And I'm an early years practitioner.
Okay.
No school should go to the extent of taking children outside their premises to a field, a public field, to go for a sports meet without putting necessary things in place.
Okay.
Like the last caller said, there needed to be an ambulance. There needed, even the PE teacher, part of the training of the PE teacher is for on the sports day, there should be a medical team on ground.
Okay.
There should be a nurse, even if there is no doctor. There should be a medical team that would look after the children in case they needed first aid or whatever. And what the man is saying, I don't know. His knowledge might be limited. In all humility, I've worked in some of the best schools in Lagos.
Okay.
And the teachers are well trained.
Okay.
Well trained.
Okay.
Let me amaze you. Some years back, that was when I knew there was juvenile diabetes. A four-year-old was admitted into the school.
Okay.
And the child had diabetes.
Okay.
You won't believe all the teachers were trained in handling this child.
Wow.
Because at any time, he could be on the playground and have a crisis.
Yes.
Everyone should know, including the assistant teachers.
Yes.
So maybe his knowledge is limited. I know there are schools, and there are schools. But there should be standards. Queensland is too big for this sort of rubbish happening. Have a good day.
Thank you very much for calling, Grandma Lara. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
Lucky Lola from Agbo.
Welcome, Lucky. Go ahead.
Yes, if somebody call and I didn't like what he or she said, best thing I would do is say I disagree or agree with the person. Then I will go with my comment. That should be the procedure, yes. Sandra, if you are a guy, you will know how to toast a girl. Because all what you have said at the beginning of your program, we don't hear you. But the thing here is that the spirit is very low. Very, very low. And you said something, Yoruba, on Sunday. You said something, but you didn't say it well. Well, I will collect you now. F4 Kumbale. Go and collect your money from that person back. The person did not teach you very well.
Okay, Lucky, thank you very much for calling. Lucky isn't talking about what we're talking about, so I have to let Lucky go. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. Tony from Birmingham, Alabama says, my take is that the Lagos State government must explain to Lagosians in particular and Nigerian public the reasons why they won't allow the body of the executed, of the student, she wasn't executed, or maybe you meant to write electrocuted student to be exhumed. Otherwise, I personally will conclude that the government is trying to help the school. Well, the government was present when the autopsy was done. You heard me say that, right? The government was there during the autopsy. You also had the parents of the girl there during the autopsy, as well as representative of the school during the autopsy. The state government supervised that autopsy at Lasuth with doctors who represented both the parents and the school. So I don't think there's any conspiracy, you know, with exhuming the body or not exhuming the body. We've got a message here. This one says we have so many messages, a lot of them moving on to other stories that we have on today's Big Three, but we'll take a look at some of them later on. Yellow CC from Surulere says, on this Christland saga, the Lagos State government stance is usually wrong. Shutting down the school will not produce any result. What happened to Darwin College in 2022? After they shut down the school, what next? They keep shutting down schools wherever issues arise, and after then, nothing else. Shutting down the school will not produce any results. Yellow CC, thank you very much for your message. All right, that's my cue to take a break. When we come back, I'll take you to Abuja, where Atiku led a protest to INEC headquarters.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Atiku Abubakar led a protest march to INEC headquarters today. That's our second story. The protesters said they want INEC to cancel the presidential elections and conduct a new poll from scratch, because they say INEC failed to follow its own rules for electronic transmission of results in real time from polling units using BVAS and IREV. They were dressed in black because they say they are mourning democracy. Festus Okoye met them on behalf of INEC Chairman Mahmood Yakubu. He's INEC's National Commissioner for Information, Festus Okoye, that is. And the protesters gave him a letter with their grievances. And he said, quote, I have received this particular protest letter on behalf of the chairman of INEC, and I promise you that this letter will be transmitted to him. If there are remedial issues to be dealt with, we're going to deal with those remedial issues. But I want to assure you that this commission is a listening commission. This commission is a public trust, and the commission belongs to the Nigerian people. This commission does not have any allegiance to any political party. We don't have allegiance to any political party. We don't have any allegiance to any candidate. Our allegiance is to the people of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I want to thank all of you for the peaceful way this protest has been conducted. The commission belongs to the Nigerian people, and whatever grievances there are, we will look into all those grievances. If there are grievances that can be redressed, we will redress those grievances. But I also want to plead that all of us should continue to be peaceful, and all of us should continue to respect the integrity of the commission and also the integrity of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I'm going to go and hand over the protest letter to the chairman of the commission, and I want to assure you that the commission will meet over this letter, look into it, and address some of the issues, end quote. Those were the words of Festus Okoye. Let me point out, by the way, Lagos, that Festus Okoye himself thanked the protesters for being peaceful. I should point that out. So yet again, we're seeing that the people who are rejecting the election results have been doing so peacefully and within the bounds of the law. They're not attacking INEC staff. They're not disrupting the peace. They've gone to court. Now they've protested peacefully. Atiku Abubakar himself was at the protest along with some of his children. So Okoye is promising that INEC will meet over the PDP's demands, and we're going to be tracking that to see if that meeting takes place and what comes of it. Okoye said that if there are grievances that can be redressed, INEC will redress them. So I guess here are my questions. Do you believe that there are legitimate grievances with the February 25th elections? Do you believe that there are? Number two, if you believe that there are legitimate grievances with the February 25th elections, do you believe that they can be redressed? If so, how? How can they be redressed? What would INEC need to do to satisfy the grievances that you may have about the presidential elections? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can share your thoughts with me about our first story, the tragic demise of Whitney Adeniran. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon, Omar.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I think the demonstration, the protest they did, as far as it was peaceful, I support them.
Okay.
And I also want to say, Okoye, I don't think what he say he will do is what he does.
Okay.
Because I remember in one of his interviews with one of the television, either Channel or Arise Television, there were complaints coming about cars, you know, PVC cars being found in Sokaway, gutters, and even in the forest.
Mm.
His reaction when it was brought to him was, if hunters are no longer hunting rabbits, they now hunt EV cars. That is their concern. And whereas one would have thought that if there were some of these cars that were found somewhere, INEC should have asked people to bring them back to them because it's their property. Just like international passport, if you lose your international passport, there is advice that it's a property of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Mm.
And I expected them, because to recover them, if you have to, INEC have to reprint them for those who own them in future elections, that will cost huge sums of money. But they didn't do that. They didn't ask for investigation of these cars. And let me tell you, these cars were among the 87 million cars they claim they have issued to the electorate. And some of them didn't get to the hands of the electorate.
Mm.
And this is a response from a responsible institution. They felt no call.
All right, looks like we've lost the connection to Agoma there. Agoma, give us a call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
What's your name? All right, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Welcome, Sharon.
Okay, so I know we're talking about the protest now, but I'm still going to talk about the first story.
Yes, please.
As a medical doctor here in Nigeria, who hasn't jackpotted yet, I think that it is very... I don't know how anybody, any school, or anybody that's having a large gathering of with that number of people, you don't have any emergency... any ambulance or any emergency services on standby, even if they say there was a school nurse, because there are just some basic emergency procedures that may have been able to save her, even though she was electrocuted.
Right.
So it's very sad You know, it's really very sad and very, very painful because this could have been an avoidable death.
Right.
You know, so it's very, very sad. I mean, that's just very disheartening that a school would do that. Then as for this protest matter, there are legitimate grievances. Everybody has their grievance. Obviously, I don't know if Labour Party will do their own protest too. But I like what you said that, you know, everything has been done peacefully. Do I believe that they would, these things will be redressed? I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But let's watch and see.
Okay.
I can't wait for the debates to come back because now Ike election, I'll go on tired. Please, I can't wait for you for our kids to come back on air with their debates.
With their debates. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Doc. I appreciate it, Sharon. So, yes, the debate. It was supposed to start today at 4 o'clock. It was. However, because of how very uncertain things are, I didn't want, because some of these kids are coming from Badagry, they're coming from really far places, and we are in Victoria Island. So I didn't want them to get stuck somewhere if things pop off because of elections, you know. So we just decided, okay, let's see how things settle down for a bit. Hopefully by the 20th of this month, everything would have settled down. Maybe we're doing gubernatorial elections this Saturday. After gubernatorial elections, I expect things to be calm. If they're not going to be calm, at least 1 week later, they should be calm. So on the 20th of March, our children will be back here. All the champions coming back to debate for 2 million naira. Abby, we'll distract ourselves with that, with that great stuff. Let me come back to you. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is David.
Welcome, David.
No matter what happened, I advise Nigerians on that election, let everybody go and vote.
Okay.
Because the more they pursue you, you run, the more they get power to pursue more. So let everybody go and vote, no matter the forces of darkness representing them, a good thing must always prevail. That's my advice. As for that in school, it has happened, it has happened. So what you say is that let them open the school. But the grievance of people is that the school always brings problems to people.
Okay.
So let them open the school because the thing didn't happen at the school premises.
Okay.
And even they say they say they got electrocuted. I think they went for sports.
Yes, they went for inter-house sports. Yes.
They went for sports. Then why the how manage the stadium? Wired their places with naked wire that involved there. And is there any witness among the students that would witness that she got electrocuted?
Yes.
So that is a doubt over it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, David. There were eyewitness accounts that she was electrocuted. The school insisted that she slumped. An autopsy confirmed that she was indeed electrocuted. Now, let me bring you our final story, Lagos. In 5 days, Lagos will choose its governor and House of Assembly members. And today, what I want to hear from you more than anything is what is on your mind as you go to make those choices? What is on your mind? What are you thinking about as you go to choose who your next governor is? Choose who will represent you at the State House of Assembly. So you have Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu, who is running for re-election on the APC platform. His main rivals are Gbadebo Rhodes-Vivor of LP, Olajide Adedirong, a.k.a. Jando, of PDP, and Funsho Doherty of the ADC. Some of Sanwo-Olu's supporters say that his track record in office has earned him a second term. They point to his handling of COVID-19 in the state, for example. They say that things like lag ride and first and last mile buses, as well as the Okada ban, are some of the initiatives that Sanwo-Olu came with that were really good for Lagos. But Sanwo-Olu's critics say that most of these policies were badly done. So they say that the Okada ban was done too abruptly without a replacement on ground. They say that the first and last mile buses are still too few. They say that the red line and blue line that have been commissioned have taken too long to get to the point that it has gotten to. They talk about Takwa Bay and the eviction of the residents at Takwa Bay without a plan for where those people will go. They, of course, point to NSAS as well. Now, none of Sanwo-Olu's main opponents have a record in public service. None of them. But they are coming with accomplishments in the private sector. Doherty was CEO of PAL Pensions, was also a senior executive in many investment banks. And Doherty is promising to bring accountability to the public sector and to improve security in the state. Adediran of the PDP is a business owner, and he has been trying to position himself as the business-friendly candidate. He says that he will improve the environment for doing business in the state, as well as tackle the serious traffic and transportation problems of Lagos. Rhodes Vivor is an architect and has worked at many of the top firms here in Nigeria. He says that he will ensure that the Lagos State Government money will actually go to benefiting Lagosians. So, for example, he's promising improved social interventions, he's promising access to housing funds, and a bunch of other things. All three candidates, three of them, Rhodes Vivor, Doherty, Adediran, all of them accuse Governor Sanwo-Olu of being the stooge of a cabal, and they say that they are here to rescue Lagos from private hands. Now, my question for you, Lagos, is as you go to the polls to pick your governor and your assembly person, what are the major issues on your mind? What is the reason you're going to go out on Saturday and vote? What are you thinking about? Is it security? Is it the economy of Lagos? Is it the roads in Lagos? Because you have those who are saying that, development for roads haven't gotten to their parts, or some roads have been closed for too long. What is on your mind as you go out to vote in Lagos? Is it the way Governor Sanwo-Olu handled COVID-19? Perhaps you're impressed by that. Perhaps you're impressed by how Governor Sanwo-Olu has handled some job creation initiatives, a few other projects that the Lagos State Government has rolled out. You know, perhaps you are impressed with the rehabilitation of some roads here in Lagos. What is the reason you're going out to vote? What's on your mind as you go out to vote? What are the major issues on your mind? And what candidate or candidates do you think are more likely to address those issues in the way you like? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. We're going to continue this on the Big Heart Fact at 5 o'clock. So if you're not able to call in right now to share your thoughts, you can call again at 5 o'clock. 99.3, hello.
Hello, my name is Jibike.
Welcome.
How are you from Venus?
Good to have you on the show. Mm-hmm.
So I want to just make my little contribution.
Please, go ahead.
See, what I want to say is this. Lagosians should be wise. In fact, for the fact that we have to detach ourselves from Godfatherism and some manner of, oh, I own Lagos, is enough to vote out APC and vote another candidate.
Okay.
Because just look at it. Amode did 4 years. He did so well.
Okay.
And this new government in place, as long as the half of what Amode has done, Amode left 4 years. This one should go. We did something new in Lagos.
Okay.
The idea of, okay, we are the owner of Lagos should be eliminated completely from this Lagos. We need new hands. We need new Lagos. See roads now. See everything. All those things they were shouting, they did. They are just paper to me. To me, I'm sorry to say this.
Okay.
See roads. See heavyweights. See fields. And those are the things they accuse everybody of, and the same thing they are doing.
Okay.
So we should vote for a new candidate.
Okay.
You don't have to be stuck with APC, and we are at their mercy every time, APC. Let's try something new. Let's try something different.
Okay.
That's my own contribution.
Thank you very much for calling to contribute. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, no contribution. This is Alex on the line.
Welcome, Alex. Go ahead.
Yeah, my contribution to all these things is that it is only when the elections are coming they begin to do things.
Okay.
the sense of last man and that building this Lagos is something else that is even making me to say I'm going to vote for this government.
Okay.
Small mistake, just park your car, that's how you come. So, unshun your car, or they will tell you to come and pay 100,000 without receipt.
Okay.
It's just too much. I think Lagos should break away from all this. I own Lagos, I own the initial comment said.
Okay.
All of us, we are Nigerians, and we belong to Lagos.
Okay.
There is no person that Lagos is created for. I think we should try new hands.
Okay.
We should try new hands and let us break away. You can imagine me running a small company, they say they're giving them targets. And so they tell me to come and pay the kind of tax I don't know anything about. I just pay money and some people are just squandering this money somewhere. It's so painful. I beg you, these people should just go and rest. No, thank you very much.
Sandra. Thank you very much for calling.
99.3. Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Florence.
Welcome, Florence.
And the case of APC is a case of a one-eyed man leading, becoming a king in the land of the blind.
Oh.
I mean, you can't keep saying APC is doing very well. There's so much complaints. What about the Agbero? If not for anything, Agbero. And you know, it's a very big point because these guys are rubbing off the masses. A lot of confusion here and there. See the rules that they did. That color, the last color was on point. Ambo, they did some projects that you would see. These are quality projects that were executed and they are still there. Just because of some other political reasons was taken away. Anyway, that said, it's enough. Let's stop saying APC, APC. Let us try somebody else. We want something else. And the high time to understand that we need, for democracy to be progressive, it has to be competitive. It's not all. Lagos has a lot of IGI in Lagos alone. There's so much money they are making, and they're giving people peanuts. Yeah, people are celebrating APC. Let us vote our choice. Let our choice count. Let us witness a different government. And I know that that is only when you get competitive performance. And if you permit me to contribute on the Christian
case, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I go ahead?
Yes, please.
So I listened to that broadcast and all this. But I heard my daughter came back from school, and because her school also went to that location.
Okay.
God bless her school, Honeyland. They went prepared. They had everything. They had medical personnel. They had everything. So when that incident of Chrisland happened, my daughter came back and was telling me that, ah, mommy, someone, I think one of the family member of a teacher or something was there, and was saying that the child was electrocuted and they were now pouring water after they took the child away from the scene. So, and then, so that tells you that there is no safety culture, there's no education, there's no health child safety. And a lot of factors have gone wrong, Sandra. This is just one of the products of high-level corruption. We live in a country where we find people can actually erase their names, change their identity, and still hold public offices. How can you now come and say you want to bring justice out of that kind of crime scene? Look at it. The principal visited the mother of that child and was claiming that she was innocent, that it was the child was sick at certain days. That tells you how corrupt this country is. There should be a monitoring, but the Lagos State government has failed us. For that, if that location to be a location approved for the public use for children, it should have been sanctioned. Sandra, have you tried holding a party in your environment? You will see Lagos State Council. Council will come to you and tell you have to pay for something. They know when you're about to do a party. They come for the fee for government council, one to another. But a place was approved for public use for children. And there was no safety standard. There was no monitoring board. There was no government presence. There was no auditing. That's number one red flag. Number two, a holder of a license to be a principal of a school should be held accountable to certain ethics codes. How can a principal be denying when there's witnesses that are saying this is what happened to the child? At the end, thank God for the authenticity of that
autopsy
that brought that result to book.
Right.
It says that that principal's license should be revoked. We had a case of the Lekki school where we had children the child who was molested to death. And that case was shoved under after the judgment they gave. I didn't think it was a fair judgment anyway. And now they closing the school makes no difference. The license of that woman should be revoked because she was denying. Even the police officers were also trying to frustrate the family of that child. So these are the issues talking about schools living on past glory, living on name, running without proper educational standards, government monitoring body being corrupt and lack of proper adept supervision, and you have people who are running without any control. It's a corrupt world. So it boils down to this election. Lagosians, it's time to vote. vote and vote wisely, and let us have a competitive governance where we can get results audited. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, we have a break coming up. When we come back, I'll read messages that I'm seeing on WhatsApp. Do I have time to take this one very quickly? Yes, I do. My motivations come Saturday is to go out and vote in a governor and members of the State House of Assembly that will not continue to allow the individual that treats Lagos State Treasury like his personal investment. Thank you. All right, you didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. We'll take that break now. We'll be right back. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.